Eau Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. There's risk of more massive waves this weekend in California, like the ones that slammed the coast Thursday, some as high as 25 feet that flooded homes. Ventura's fire captain, Brian McGrath.
This particular storm that came in, it came up and impacted all of our west-facing beaches throughout Southern California. And with our the way that the communities are built right on the beach, and you want to, a lot, some homeowners and residents want to have a good visual of where they're at, that also puts them sometimes in harm's way.
And in Minnesota tonight, more than 100 fishermen were rescued from an ice floe in Upper Red Lake after the ice detached from shore and they became stranded. Now for the forecast for New Year's, we turn to the Weather Channel's Mike Bettis.
In the east, temperatures now cool off and rain changes over to snow. Some flurries are possible overnight in Nashville and accumulating snow in the mountains of West Virginia, then right up into New England. As far as New Year's Eve, let's look ahead. As a whole, the country is pretty dry and temperatures are very seasonal for New Year's Eve. Eve night, then New Year's Day, quite quiet as well.
And there are security concerns as millions plan their New Year's Eve celebrations, but the NYPD is confident they can keep the ball drop safe. CBS New York reporter Tim McNicholas.
The city is already setting up here. That's something we see every year, but this year is different from last year for police. For one, the NYPD has been responding to many more protests than usual, more than 450 since the start of October related to the Israel-Hamas war, and police fully expect protesters will gather somewhere in the city New Year's Eve.
In Ukraine, rescue teams continue to dig for survivors after Russia launched its largest air assault of the war. David Martin reports from the Pentagon.
One of the Russian missiles fired at Ukraine actually flew through Polish airspace. We even sent fighters to shoot it down, he said, but the missile got away. On vacation in the Caribbean, President Biden issued a statement saying the massive bombardment proves Putin seeks to obliterate Ukraine, adding he must be stopped.
2023 was a bounce-back year for Wall Street.
While the final trading day ended in the red, there is good news. The Dow reached multiple record highs in December. The S&P 500 actually jumped more than 24% this year as inflation eased up a bit. And the NASDAQ rose by 45%, making this its best performance since 2003. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
And this year's gains were thanks to tech companies like Meta. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Running high in Wisconsin, Dr. Tom Haupt is Wisconsin's chief epidemiologist.
There's no indication that there's any kind of plateau going on, that we are leveling out. Everything is still on a pretty steep increase over the past few weeks.
Two children under the age of five died from RSV in Wisconsin last week. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers hockey in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's hockey team skated to a 3-0 shutout of Air Force to advance to the finals in the holiday faceoff tournament at Milwaukee's Five Serve Forum. The Badgers improved to 15-4 for the season, ranked 6th in the nation. Tonight they'll play Northeastern in the finals. Wisconsin head coach Mike Hastings on what it means to bring Badgers hockey to Five Serve Forum.
You know, we represent the entire state, not just Madison. And so for us to be able to go in and share what we have here and try and go in and represent the entire state in a different zip code, yeah, it's special.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. I asked wide receiver Romeo Doubs on what to expect from Minnesota's defense.
Really experienced players on defense. You know, they love the pressure. That's been one of their biggest things throughout this year. It just comes down to us just playing good football overall. So.
That's Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to low in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a few flurries in the afternoon and evening, a high in the low 30s. Some snow showers tomorrow night, then more clouds and low 30s for Sunday. Sunshine is back for New Year's Day Monday, a high in the mid-30s. Currently, it's 26.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5. The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. Welcome to it, Dom.
Hey, happy Monday Happy Hour, Crudy.
I got one simple question, and it could be trouble for our president, Joe Biden.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Well, it is his birthday, and for a change, Dom, I'm not picking on the man for his 81 years, because Donald Trump's 77. It's not like he's a young man either. And I don't know if you've noticed, but Trump's been getting a little loonier.
It certainly seems to be. But I got to be honest, 77 and 81, you know, they don't seem as old as they used to seem.
No, certainly not. They used to be old, but now it seems much less old.
Right.
Much less old. You know, we've got a co-worker who's older than Joe. Lou Rigotti's.
Wow.
I'm not going to tip all his stuff, but let's just say he's been drinking legal for a long time.
Yeah.
Longer than Joe Biden. But here's the question, Dom. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Are you better off? And you, I know you, because I brought this to your attention. You said, well, of course I'm better off. I was in a pandemic 4 years ago and stuff was terrible. It's been about 36 months since the end of the pandemic. So a lot of people, if you cast it out, hell yeah, we're doing better. Probably most people doing better post-pandemic than they were during the pandemic. But here's the crazy thing. Of course, we're not talking about anything other than a presidential election cycle. Are you better off with Joe Biden as the president is really the question, Dom. And there's new polling out that suggests only 14% of Americans feel like they're better off because of Joe Biden. 14%. So if you ask that question, be it Donald Trump.
What is the very specific question? Because you're asking me, am I better off now than I was then? Or am I better off now because of Joe Biden? I guess I want to be clear.
Only 14% of U.S. voters say Joe Biden has made them better off. That was at the Financial Times. Only 14% of voters say Joe Biden has made them better off. And if the question is, are you better off 4 years later? Well, that's going to be a tough one for Joe to answer, will it not?
I mean, I have a difficulty with this one because I don't know how. I mean, I'm personally, and again, this is to go from my frame of reference. Yes, I'm better off now than I was then.
Let me ask the audience.
Also think about, you know, if we're talking about during the pandemic, we're talking about when the stock market tanked, right? If we're talking about when the schools were shut and businesses were closed. And, you know, and we started doing this thing and, you know, video, Zoom and all these things kind of really
what Zoom?
Off. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know how. I mean, we're at 10% unemployment. You know what I mean? I don't know what reference folks would be thinking. Now, if you tell me, Dominic, did Donald Trump make your life worse? No, I mean, I didn't feel like other than his handling of the pandemic. Sure, I guess. But personally, I don't feel like Donald Trump, as any one president,
really?
Can personally have that impact on me personally. On
are
what
you
I
so
do.
Self-concluded Trump did make your life chaotic and worse?
I'm just trying to, again, it all depends on how you look at it, what questions and how you gauge, you know, success or better off or worse off. All those kinds of things. How much influence does one politician have specifically in your personal life?
In my personal life, a lot of stuff went bad when Trump got elected. And I mean, I'm still married and my kids are still living and we still have our health. But a lot of decisions were made facing the election of Donald Trump. You know this, Dom. You know, we were super cool. We're going to go be syndicated radio stars. And then they turned the radio station off. And they played Christmas music. And Donald Trump was the president. And people, I feel like people needed, you know, our clarity on the radio now. They needed us there. So I made a lot of life decisions predicated on Donald Trump. And I can't say they were all logical or for the better. I'd have been better off doubling down on the stock market, right?
Sure. I mean, maybe. But cash it out. You made. Again, you know, if the question is, are you better off? Are you X, Y, or Z because of that politician? Are you better because of that politician? Are you worse because of that politician? I have a just a general challenge.
My life is better.
That very basis, the basic question, because as a politician, are you better off with Speaker McCarthy or Speaker Johnson? You know what I mean?
Well, that's a bad distinction because there is no distinction between those two jacknuts, but there is a huge distinction between the presidency of Joe Biden, which made my life better, and the presidency of Donald Trump, which made my life chaotic. I can compare.
But apparently, you're in the minority.
I'll take the 14% that think Joe Biden made my life better. Now, is the only metric financially? Am I doing better financially? No, I was probably doing better financially before I sold my company and cashed out and got into this crazy radio biz. If dollars in the bank was the only metric, I had more dollars then. So,
but also those are personal decisions.
Sure, they are.
Reactions, right? That's not a politician didn't force you to make any of those decisions.
No, if I'd gone all in on the stock market, Dom, I'd be better off today because the markets went up.
If I put it all in the Packers, Trudy, I'd have covered this weekend and paid the mortgage. But again, that's the point. You could go back and say, well, if I did this or if I did that. So, what is the metric that we're talking about? Is it a general feeling? Because I got a better general feeling now than when we were shut down in the middle of a worldwide pandemic.
Well, I would say financially, I think that's generally the underlying thing. When people look at their own prism, am I doing better financially? Are my job prospects better? Am I doing better financially? Do I have more money in the bank? Do I feel more security? Is the world a safer place? Well, unfortunately, some of this Joe Biden doesn't have a lot of control over. You throw in wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, and life seems a little less certain than it did. You know, did Joe make me safer? I don't know. Did Trump make you less safe? I'm less clear. But when the crazy prior was the president, we didn't have these two wars going on. And he handed off Afghanistan to Joe Biden, so that looked like Joe's problem. Well, from that perspective, Dom, we got two hot spots in the world that weren't there before. So some people are going to look and say, I feel less secure. Makes me a little scared to know that Israel and Palestine's blowing up.
Obviously, the hot spots were there because Russia went into Ukraine during the Obama administration, right? And it's not like the Middle East was ever been this big, you know, cauldron of peace. You know what I'm saying? So while, yes, certainly those have lit up again. It's hard to say if you have any sense of geopolitical knowledge that this is shocking.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? I knew Dom at both times, so I'm equally as bad off. 844 877-967-2789. Ross from Middleton. You've been patient. Thank you, Ross. What do you got for us?
Hi, Ross.
Hey, you guys. So I'm retired, so I'm better off financially. That's just me. And mentally, I'm better because during the Trump era, my head would explode on a daily basis. And it doesn't explode as much, so I think mentally I'm more sane. But a bit more seriously, I read something where apparently the Gen Z, there's a group of younger people who I think one of their biggest financial challenges is rent. They can't afford a house because houses are way too expensive, and rent is astronomically high. And so I think if somebody asks them, are you economically better, whether or not they blame Biden, but I think there's a group of young people that normally would be motivated to vote, but are feeling really frustrated with this American economy. And I don't think Boss's tax cut to a landlord is going to have him or her lower rent for these people. And then I sometimes think of just like working class people. I sometimes think, they get swept up in all the talk about the inflation, which was real. And I think they're still hearing that, even though inflation is coming down.
Well, it's not just the inflation, of course, it's the corporate greed, Ross. Corporations use the cover of inflation to raise their prices. And, some products can be produced substantially lower, and some brands are losing their cachet. They got greedy and they're getting their asses kicked. Karma's starting to turn on them. But I don't think broadly, Ross, we have a lot of choice as consumers. Look at Quick Trip. I mean, Quick Trip has bought up most of the convenience stores in the state of Wisconsin. I don't know if you noticed, but it's like $3 for a candy bar at Quick Trip. As a chubby guy, that kind of bothers me, Ross. I can go into a BP gas station if I can find one and buy that same candy bar for $1.89. But they got a monopoly and they're handing me higher prices. Why? Because they can.
They can.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Yeah. We all see that. We all see that. But I guess what I worry about is there's this group of people who I feel their opinions can be manipulated by what they hear. And also, like you say, by what they see. So if they go to the store and certain items that may not be necessarily USDA recommended for their diet are still kind of expensive. I just feel like for some reason, Biden's going to get still paid for inflation, even though it's done. And then I think this younger generation, it's just a whole different world. The idea of buying a house and then that becomes some kind of a nest egg in the future, I don't see that ever happening. Unless something.
Well, buy a house, hell, Ross. If you can afford the college education, let alone a house. I mean, it's all too expensive.
Well, the
college too damn high.
The college education, according to many employers in the state of Wisconsin, doesn't have the value it used to have, and with current interest rates approaching 8% on a 30-year fixed rate, it's damn hard to buy a house, even if you can scratch up the down payment. I think we're going to see.
Those are still historical norms, though. I mean, we've been at an underinflation for so long with quantitative easing. I mean, there's
some people
money
don't
away.
Know that, Dom. 8% seems too damn high to buy a house.
It's our fault. It was 17% back in the day. 844-967-2789.
Houses were cheaper then.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? What say you? 844-967-2789.
One pithy reply to you, Dom. As far as most people are concerned, if I can't buy a house, I can't buy a house. If I can't afford it, I can't afford it. I don't care about historical track records. I don't care about 1982.
Well, if you're gonna complain about rates being where they're at, then you need to be edified on what historical rates are, man. I mean, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Dom. I was in the mortgage lending industry. I'm quite aware of what rates used to be, what they are, and what they might be in the future.
July of 1971. I was born in 71. Rates were 7.6%.
Okay, that's a lifetime ago. Your entire lifetime ago.
7.63%.
So every 50 years, you're using a historic 50-year crest. Your whole lifetime rates have crested higher now than they were since you were born?
Right. As you brought that up, Crudy, absolutely. You're absolutely correct. Back in 81, rates were over 18%.
And what was the median home price then?
I don't have that in front of me.
It was low. Low relative to the personal income of the borrower. It was a lot lower.
I'm not going to challenge that, Crudy, because I don't have the data in front of me. But what I'm telling you is we started out in 2010. Rates were at like 5%. They went down, they go down, they went down. Obviously, it went way
when you
down,
borrow
way down.
50 so grand at 18%.
You're going to sit here and have a conversation and say, oh my God, we've never seen anything like this. Well, you're just wrong, man. And that's why knowing the historical
data. We have
data,
seen it.
Knowing the historical. It's not just we, man. It's just what the history is. Because once we've seen it, it's no longer a thing. So just because it's no longer a thing didn't mean it didn't happen. And if you're going to say something happened today that never happened before, and you make that statement, you would be incorrect.
Well, thank you for the history lesson, Mr. Salvia. I understand the nature of freaking history. What I'm telling you is the personal economy of the individual consumer is seen through the prism of their life. And they don't give a damn what the interest rates were in 1971 when you were born. If they can't buy a house, they can't buy a house. 844-967. And somebody gets blamed, and it's probably not Dom. John from Wausau. Could be Crudy, but probably not Dom. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hello, John.
Oh, my goodness. You two are going at it tonight.
The makeup sex will be great later, John.
Okay. To your question, am I doing better than I was whenever? I would say yes, and I would say no. No, because we bought our house right before the pandemic. We bought our house 5 days before Christmas of 2019. And now, if I try to sell my house, it's almost worth $100,000 more. That's a good thing because it's more money in my pocket, but it's a bad thing because what goes up must come down. So if I try to go out and buy another house now and I try to sell it 5 years from now, I don't think it's going to be what it's worth when I bought it for, which makes me lose money. Probably a lot of money, to be honest. So are things better? They could be in one aspect, but if another aspect, probably not. Gas is more expensive. Food's more expensive.
I thought gas was going down, John. I'm not. It's not like I like filling up at $2.95 a gallon, but it's better than $3.95 a gallon, if you know what I'm saying.
It is going down, but back in 2019, I think it was only $1.90 or $1.60. I mean, it is going down, but it's very gradual. It's going to be dependent on when you want to start this. Is it before? Are we talking 2019 December, or are we talking?
Well, I would talk
three or four months into the pandemic.
I think the question, really, the underlying question I'm trying to ask, John, if we look at the time someone's been the president, right? So Donald Trump was the president from 16 to 20. Was my life better off with or without Trump? To my perception, it was far more chaotic, and that led to Crudy making some bad financial decisions investing in radio. But
you got caught up in the moment.
I had more money in my I was making more. I had more money in my pocket. I wasn't taxed as much during that time frame between 16 and 19. I mean, I was making a little bit more money than what I am now, so I was saving more.
So from your point of view,
how you want to look at it.
From your point of view, though, is it influenced by the presidency? I mean, if Donald Trump frames that question, or a third-party candidate, let's call him Robert Kennedy Jr., let's say this vibrant relative to Biden or Trump, this younger, you know, 60-year-old vibrant guy says, you know, are you better off than you were 4 years ago or even 4 years before that? That saying that's been used in politics and is being used right now, when you look at the 14% of polled people that say Joe Biden made me better off. I technically am amongst the 14. I think Joe made me better off, sort of. Some of that's because I calmed some of my own decision-making down, John, but you see the point.
Yeah. Again, it's going to be skewed on how you want to look at it.
And it's subjective, John, right? Unless you specify an exact criteria, it's going to be a subjective answer. It's going to be about your feelings, John. And if that's what it comes down to, how would you answer it right now?
I would say no.
The Crudy brand is much better off than it was 4 years ago.
The negatives outweigh the more positive things.
And do you put that on the current administration, on Joe Biden? Is it because of him and his policies?
Well, I think Bidenomics ain't working. That's for sure.
John, let me ask you a different,
you want to call it,
related question. Next year will be an election year. If Jordan Love's got the Packers on a roll and heading towards the playoffs,
that's not happening. Packers are dumpster.
you take it back, John. I named my boat after this young quarterback. Let's assume.
No, I think.
Let's assume he gets better in the offseason, puts on some strength or something, finds a little accuracy. If the Packers are playing good, don't you think here in the state of Wisconsin that affects the whole economy? Even people's perception of, like, is life better? When the Packers are winning, people perceive that life is better. I truly believe that,
no.
John. Come on.
Not at all.
You must be a Vikings fan.
No, well, I tell everybody I have 17 favorite NFL teams. Whoever's playing the Packers.
Oh,
Oh, John.
Gotta let you go, John. You and Dom share an affinity for the Lions on Thursday.
Oh, man, they came back. It was a glorious game. They didn't cover, but they won.
I'm talking about the next one, because they're the Packers' next opponent. As John said, he likes whoever's playing against the Packers.
844-967-2789. We have time here. Let's squeeze Lynn from Minneapolis.
Oh, I'm sorry about the Viking trash talking. Skull, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
Yeah, hello. You know, I think part of the problem is the strange framing that shows up on social media. So my elder daughter is in her 40s. She's gay. She does not believe me that gay people used to be arrested or beat by police or anything. And if I point out that, well, and she says that, oh, they're all the same, right? All the presidents are the same. Doesn't matter who you vote for. And when I point out that, well, okay, Obama and Biden allowed gay people to get married, she's like, well, I don't want to get married anyway. So I don't really understand what's going on there. But, I mean, that's just an example. And just as somebody who makes lower six figures, you know, I certainly did not take home more money during Trump's reign. So I think all these Johns of the world are just imagining that they somehow had lots more cash when Trump was in office. Kind of a, you know, a wishful thinking or whatever. Like
wishful thinking. I wish I had cash in my pocket. More callers as well. 844-96-PARTY.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. In California, high waves are causing dangerous conditions. Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis tells us what's charging them.
Our strong storm in the west will continue to pound us right into the weekend. Wave heights here could be 20 feet or more, just hitting hard on the California coastline here. Continuous rough surf as well as coastal flooding.
Security concerns ahead of New Year's celebrations in New York. Mayor Eric Adams says the cops will be out supported by canines, horses, drones, and boats.
This is the safest big city in America, New York City.
Drones and missiles fired at targets across Ukraine, killing at least 30 people and injured more than 150 others. President Zelensky, through an interpreter, remains defiant.
And we are grateful to every warrior, to every soldier, sailor, sergeant, and officer bearing this war on their shoulder.
Schools and a maternity hospital were hit. CBS News Brief, I'm Mara Rubin.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden called the recently passed former U.S. Senator Herb Kohl one of the finest people he ever worked with. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler.
The only person that he was working for was you, the voter. It wasn't about special interests or about big money donors or anything else. He was there to do the work because he loved Wisconsin and he wanted to lift Wisconsin up.
Flags around Wisconsin are lowered to half staff until after Kohl's funeral. He died Wednesday after a brief illness. Kohl was 88. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstedt is filing a petition with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to try and keep Donald Trump's name off Wisconsin's presidential ballots next year. The commission has already rejected the petition, though it is likely to end up in the courts. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Luttrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15. With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to a low in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a few flurries in the afternoon and evening, a high in the low 30s. Some snow showers tomorrow night, then more clouds and low 30s for Sunday. Sunshine is back for New Year's Day Monday, a high in the mid-30s. Currently it's 26.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Advocates Radio Show, the Monday happier happy hour. Should we hug it out this segment? People are concerned.
What? Really?
Some are. They don't know how we do it, that we can.
Oh, see. Yeah.
You know, it's never personal. It's only politics up around here. You can be a part. 844.
You got to have room to discuss. 844-967-2789. You got to have room to breathe and discuss and challenge, you know, stupid things.
From the text line. It's a bad analogy. Oh, this one must be for you, Dom. It's a bad analogy as we cannot run two separate versions, so we'll never know. I guess we'll never know, Dom. I hate when that's the answer. Here's another one. My entire family is doing better in all aspects than we were 4 years ago. All aspects. That's a texter from the 920. Got one from WRJN Land. My mind is better since Joe Biden took office. There are a few spellings in there. I think I took that sentence where they intended it to go, Dom. And here's one. This one's definitely for you. It's addressed to you. Dominic, we're not in an economic depression because of Biden. One more. This one's...
Why are you telling me that?
They directed it to you.
I mean, you're the one, Crudy, I'm a little concerned about here.
Brian in Broadhead said, Texan, definitely better off without a tariff war on steel and aluminum, along with all manner of imported goods. Remember when the cost of appliances jumped a few hundred dollars overnight for no reason other than some idiot's tariff war? The aforementioned idiot would have been Trump, right? Trump had the tariff war.
Also, right, with the trade wars, was also the farmers, right? Didn't he subsidize to, what, $20 billion?
Oh, it was north of that.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying?
And
that was just the pure giveaway. That was just socialism. Right.
It wasn't even a bailout of the auto industry, which got mostly paid back. No, that was just gone. Just given away.
So the farmers were better off under Trump, you're saying? Because they were bought out?
If you were getting some of that extra unemployment money, because it was a real, real, real tough time back then. A lot of folks were cashing those checks. Hell, you got even Robin Voss and all the Republicans and
the PPP money.
We're getting the PPP money. I mean, that was good free money. Everyone's down for the socialism then. And hell, it's going to start snowing soon in the Midwest, so we'll be all down for the socialist plows when they get the snow off the streets as well.
844-967-2789. Going to the phones. Bill from Oconomowoc. Fighting out of the blue corner. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Oh, great. Greg, on the economy and Biden, the next caller that thinks Biden has ruined the economy or just heard it, I'd like to know what the specific reason was, not just a generalization, but point to one thing he did to take the economy. One thing nobody talks about, Rupert Murdoch took over Wall Street Journal. And if you want to have a recession and you have a guy that owns the Wall Street Journal like Rupert Murdoch, look at some of the articles there. They wanted a recession in the worst way. They had to work at calling it a recession. And yet when you have a record people employed, that doesn't even make sense. And as far as the economy, if you were involved in the tech stocks, NVIDIA and Microsoft, you're just dancing on, it was just phenomenal. Just take a peek at what those stocks have done just this year alone, let alone last year. And so this bad economy, we can talk about it, but nobody points the finger at one exact item that Biden did that tanked the economy.
Bill,
we can sure talk about
Biden let the crypto economy collapse. Unregulated.
You can still buy Bitcoin, man. It's not like it's not there.
What about Dogecoin? Can I still get the Elon Musk stuff?
Yes, Ethereum. It's all still there. You can, if you're so inclined, you can still buy all of it.
Bill, I predicted the fall of crypto. I'm never an early innovator on the alternative currencies.
Well, you know, on some of that way back when, that was a viable investment, but it kind of ran its course, I think, don't you? It just ran its course.
I can't wait till my GameStop investment pays off, Bill.
But I tell you, if it's not working well, look at NVIDIA, look at Microsoft, and you're going to be smiling in 6 months. I promise you. They're in the race to the top for AI.
Or the bottom, depending on your point of view.
Right. Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. It depends on who you're talking to, though. You know, I mean, a lot of young folks don't have the resources to be able to jump in and buy Microsoft stock or Apple or whatever, you know, to get involved.
Can't
and
be
play
a Ken
in
Cheese,
those.
Bro.
I mean, maybe if you're able to hit some, you know, crypto and you buy on the bottom and you sell on the top and you can roll it into some other, you know, more traditional kind of stocks that maybe pay some dividends. You know, I don't know that there's a lot of young folks that are in that position, especially with the rent too damn high and minimum wage being what it is, especially here in the state of Wisconsin. I don't know that that's the you know, like my investment portfolio isn't doing too well is a big rallying cry for those that are 18 now. And you asked him that question, were you better off 4 years ago when you were 14 and living in your mom and dad's basement? You know, I don't know how they would answer that question.
What about the kids that saw the real estate collapse and their families were affected by it? Talking about 09, 08. I mean, that's a lot of these kids that are aging into adulthood now, voting age. They certainly know that there was a tremor in the real estate economy. I mean, before that, Dom, the common wisdom is real estate's never going to go down. Real estate never goes down. Because historically, it never did till it crashed.
If you can ride it out, maybe take advantage and buy some on the low. I mean, where's real estate now? I mean, depends on what real estate you're talking about.
The commercial
office, not so great.
Yeah, I don't think the 18-year-olds are looking at investing in some downtown commercial real estate.
That's what I'm saying, though. So what are you saying to the 18 and 19-year-old kids right now? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to ask them an objective question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Well, again, 4 years ago, they're you know, eighth grader or freshman or whatever, sophomore in high school. You know, how do they answer that question?
I can tell
maybe
you how
it was good, maybe it's bad.
My 17-year-old doesn't see the same value of college that some that strive for, let's say, Stanford or one of the higher institutions. You know, when we
UW-Lacrosse. Yeah, gotcha.
No, he doesn't. He might go to UW-Lacrosse because
you said he doesn't find value in what?
As a value proposition relative to even the University of Wisconsin-Madison, it's cheaper, it's less expensive, and it's become a substantially better school than we graduated from.
My favorite school is the one that let me in. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the other point, Dom. And he has been admitted a couple places, hasn't heard back from Lacrosse yet, you know. Hope the legacy doesn't hurt him.
Yes.
But the other thing, and this is a little surprising to me, but this kid's pretty financially shrewd. He has made small investments in the stock market and probably crypto. He's trying to talk me into crypto a long time ago. I said, I'm going to sit this round out. But wants to buy a house. Would like to buy a house. 17-year-old kid. Would like to buy a house. Dad, can you help me buy a house? I don't know. Can you help me buy one? You know, yes, I will do whatever I can if it's within my means, but part of why he likes going to a smaller college, because you can still buy a house for like 170 on the north side of Lacrosse. You can still find affordable housing in certain parts of the state. Not around here, not around Madison. I mean, I don't know what the kids are doing. They move farther out. And the first time we saw the crash, you know what precipitated the crash? To my opinion, people moved here in Dane County, it's up 151. They moved up to Columbus, and then it was the next community. And they moved farther and farther from work because they had to, because that's where they found the affordable real estate. One county up, two counties up. All of a sudden, you got a 45-minute commute each way to work, and then the gas prices soared way back in 2007, if you recall. That predated the crash of the real estate. Gas prices going up. Now, we didn't see that, although the Fed's been working really hard against the U.S. consumer. Like, the U.S. consumer's the problem. I don't think so, but when they ratchet up the interest rates, and it's nearly 8%, not as high as it's ever been, but, you know, like one of the highest times in Dom's lifetime, I would say that makes it very hard. That reduces affordability. And I got to tell you, Dom, it's a hell of a lot harder to buy a house for $500,000 at 8% than $50,000 at 18%. I'm just telling you, the numbers are substantially bigger relative to the cost and relative to the income people made.
844-967-2789. LA Tom, you are up. Welcome, Tom. Happy Monday. What do you got for us?
You better off, Tom?
Hey, guys. Happy Monday. Yeah, I'm better off. Packers won yesterday, so that makes me feel a lot better off. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that. You know what I think? I think this whole country, since shows like American Idol and crap like that, that it's become cool to like think negative or to talk negative or to be a critic. If there's something in this culture that everyone is a critic. Am I better off? Yes. My sanity is better off. I'm not worried every 2 seconds that the world's going to blow up by a madman. I look at, again, you have Barack Obama, who had to basically bail out or clear out George War Criminal Bush's horrible administration. And then you had Donald Trump, who did things a little bit slower, but all of the policies are still actually still somewhat intact because he went and packed the courts and he did all these different things that, yeah, we're not right where we, you know, probably were with Obama at this point. But I'll tell you what, Joe Biden is very stable at the wheel. He is wise. He has years of knowledge. He knows more. He has probably forgotten more than some young guy probably even knows. So I am someone who, and you know, I was never 100% for Joe Biden. I have always been a Bernie person. And I'll tell you what, I am so happy Joe Biden is our president. I will vote for him again. But just listen to this. I get this text message yesterday. It says, "Be honest. Do you support President Biden running for a second term?" That's I'm supposed to be saying the opposite. I put, hell yes, I'm happy he's running for a second term, and I think he's a great president.
Well, I don't think that
FDR? No.
I don't think that was coming from the Democratic National Convention, Tom. Who was that from? The Trump team or Ramaswamy or whose email list you on, fella?
From Defend the Boat, whoever that is.
Well, it's a black money Republican outfit, probably.
Exactly. And you have to remember, money in politics is a driver of everything. Everything you see on TV is negative, negative, negative against Joe Biden.
Well, let me ask you this, Tom.
Anything positive about him?
Let's ask. You live in L.A. We call you L.A. Tom. What are the housing prices like in your community? Because Kelsey pays a hell of a lot of rent. My daughter, as you know, lives in that town, pays a lot of rent. She's found a nicer place, feels secure there. But the housing prices are pretty damn high in L.A., Tom. Can you and Mark even afford a place? I don't know. Do you guys own or do you rent? And do you have aspirations to own?
I bought my house. That was one of the things my dad taught me years ago. Best thing you can do is buy a house. So I bought a house in Seattle when I lived there. I bought two houses here in L.A., but I set myself up so I would have that. So right now I paid, and this would be a house about $200,000 probably back in Wisconsin. But I bought a house for $670,000, and right now it's worth $1.3. So that kind of gives you an idea of our housing issues here in California.
Buddy, I wouldn't be able to afford to come visit you in L.A.
Stay on the coast,
Tom. $1.3 million. That's a lot.
For a $200,000 Wisconsin house.
Yeah. Come back with
location,
us.
Location, location.
Somewhere away from the Salvias. 844-967-2789. Your calls always welcome here.
.5 The Tap.
Timeout.
Oh,
right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next, but you can join us right now at 844-967-2789.
You know, my life was pretty good. Then I lost my license. Now I can't drive, Dom.
Life's been good to me so far, man.
I want to thank Don Rosen for inviting me on the WRJN airwaves earlier today. Thank you, Don. Had me up early this morning, Dom. I was up before the crack of 7, which feels early to me.
Rudy.
There's a reason we do an afternoon show and not an early morning show. Now, Don was on the air by 6, but he said, people ask, and I say, I'll take the later shift. Whatever the later is, I'll take that one. The later that flight, one. The later checkout, the later shift. But thank you, Don Rosen. The Don Rosen Show. He's a radio dog like us, Dom. One more thought to kind of stir the pot a little bit here. 40% of Americans are afraid to walk alone at night. Most in decades, poll finds. This poll dropped on the 20th. Concerns about certain crimes are at their highest levels in decades, causing Americans to isolate themselves from their communities, according to new polling. The spike in fear comes as violent crime has decreased nationwide. So, you know, what's really happening and what's perception becomes reality, right? But violent crime has decreased nationwide while property crime has ticked up. Property crime has ticked up, according to the FBI. A recent Gallup poll found that 28% of Americans worry frequently or occasionally that they'll be murdered. I never worry about that, Tom. Like, that is, of all, if I went drunk hunting with you, like, I'd worry about Dick Cheney. But no, we don't hunt or get drunk and use firearm. So
no,
I don't think you know, death by accident, yeah, I could end up dead.
death by misadventure, maybe. Murder. Okay. I mean, is it the culture, is it the atmosphere, is it, you know what it is,
Fox News,
it's the rock and roll and Elvis with his dirty hips,
Dominic. Meanwhile, half of U.S. adults say they worry their car will be stolen or broken into. Now, I would say if you drive a Kia, that might be a legitimate concern. No offense to the Kia drivers, but the Kia manufacturing company has not necessarily done their part to make those, you know, a tough steal, let's just say. A little bit more. Half of U.S. adults said they worry their car will be stolen or broken into. 37% worry they'll be mugged. I haven't had that concern.
I mean, what does that mean, though? Is it like
give me all your money?
Oh my God. My car? No, I get it. Okay, I'm parking my car. It could be stolen. I mean, my car could be stolen anytime. So, I mean, is it? You know, like literally, if 37% like go walk around every single day, thinking every day this is the day my car is stolen. I don't quite get the.
That's actually the mugging part.
Oh, the mugging. Okay.
32% are concerned about getting attacked while driving. Now, if I drove I can see that.
Let me just say, you know, the hammer lane's the hammer lane. Speed up or get out of the way. There's really very few rules to the road.
Okay, fair enough. Meanwhile, the vast majority of Americans, 72%, worried they'll fall victim to identity theft.
Well, yeah, that's probably more likely.
You're okay, Dom. Your credit's not worth stealing.
Probably,
I tried.
Probably more likely than being murdered.
844-967-2789. Here's a new name, Casey from South Dakota. How you doing, Casey?
Hi, Casey.
How are you guys tonight?
Good.
Good. Thank you.
You doing better than you were 4 years ago, Casey? Sorry to interrupt, but I was asking a question before you do.
I'm probably about the same. I own my own business, but are we really that much different under Trump, under Biden, or is it just the news media telling it is? I mean, we probably had a little cheaper gas. Trump printed billions of or trillions of dollars, as did Biden, and causing inflation. So they're both to blame as far as I'm concerned. And your previous caller talked about how much he's made on his house. Eventually, one of our some generation has to consider what are we going to leave with our children? It's getting more difficult and more difficult to be able to afford these homes. Like, I have 20-some-year-old children. I can't foresee them being able to afford $1.2 million homes for quite a while, if ever.
Casey, hopefully they don't.
Certainly, but that's also a very specific market and a very specific example. Casey, let me ask you, when you were in your 20s, were you ready to buy a house? I was not when I was in my 20s. Not even close.
I bought a house for $40,000 and I sold it for $120,000 in my 20s.
All right.
I took advantage of it, but is that sustainable long term over the course of 50 years? Are we just playing with each other's money? You know, like, that's essentially yes. What's going on. And talking about crypto, Bitcoin is up 110%. It's the top, it's the best investment you could make this year.
So did you roll some of that Bitcoin real estate series. Money into crypto, Casey? Do I need to borrow money from you?
I've been buying. Bitcoin is the only investment that they cannot take from you. So you can move to El Salvador, you can move to Russia, they cannot take your Bitcoin from you. That's the only asset they cannot take from you.
Casey, I can't even remember my password on my bank account. Man, that'd be losing my bank account password for crypto.
All right, so Casey, great points, man, but let me ask you, given the question, if you were asked the question, you're better off today than you were 4 years ago, how do you respond?
I'd say I'm the same. I mean, probably a little worse off as far as daily expenses, but, you know, you figure it out. So
right,
COVID put a big damper on a lot of the world. So
yeah.
Last question, Casey, how'd you hear the Devil's Advocates out there in South Dakota?
Actually, we're driving, and it just happened to come on. So, and you guys have a great radio show. I enjoy it. I just pulled my little
Casey, get the Civic Media app. Civicmedia.us. You can take the greatest radio show ever anywhere in the world.
Thanks, Casey. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thanks for listening. Thank you all for listening. We got Maggie Dawn coming up next. She's a party girl. I enjoyed partying with Maggie this weekend as well. We'll party again tomorrow on the radio. Tomorrow, we got oral arguments before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We got CJ doing an extended interview. I'll play that out later. It won't interrupt the show, though.
Yeah, okay, good.
And Scott Ross live in studio. Yeah. It's Scott Ross Eve. It's going to be a big Tuesday edition. Stick around. Again, Maggie Dawn and then the Paul Revere Show. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside
each other's mind. Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the